Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am getting a company update in this daily editorial from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, let's follow up on a news release that came out on Monday, February 1st. It is the signing of a definitive binding agreement with Mako Mining to acquire the Marlin Gold Mining. Now, this is you guys taking over the Canadian company, which holds its subsidiary down in Mexico. For this La Trinidad property, it's a past-producing mine, really was in production just a couple years ago, plus a large land acquisition all around the San Marcial as well as the Plomosas project. So all in the same area here. I will post a figure from the news release that shows just how much land this acquisition is adding in this mining district that you are in. But Marcio, please give us an initial update on what this acquisition entails in terms of infrastructure and overall land, please.
Thank you, Corey. This acquisition is very important for the growth of the business. We've been working in a very diligent way in the last 1 year and a half with geologists visiting the ground, sampling and validating all the artisanal workings and old workings. And it's important because it's bringing not only the control of the whole trend between Plomosas and San Marcial, but also parallel zones with a series of areas that we believe we can drill and define new veins, silver gold veins. And it brings as well some infrastructure and permits, because La Trinidad, as you said, was a past producer, so the permits are still there. And we are very excited. Today is the first company ever to control the key assets, silver gold assets in that district.
So, Marcio, how much land does the company now control? Again, referring back to this map, this is a massive land position. So what's the overall land package size that GR Silver holds?
With the closing of this acquisition, we are going to control very close or a little bit more than 1,000 square kilometers. But the company is not looking at the land position. It's about to be strategic about where the land is. And as I said earlier, we are going to be working now diligently about which concessions we can keep and have new business opportunities. Because as part of the transaction, which we acquired the shares of Marlin Gold, as I said, the company controlling oro gold in Mexico, we are going to pay $50,000 Canadian dollars to Marlin. We are going to issue them a royalty of 1%, which we have a buyback at fixed price of $2 million. But we are going to take over some liabilities related to concession taxes not paid, which we believe we can refinance, discount, or cancel in some of them.
So now that liability, it is sitting on the other company's books at about $9.3 million US. And as you just mentioned, it is due from past taxes that the company did not pay. Is GR Silver assuming this overall liability? Do you see an opportunity of lowering this liability? That is a big number. So can you give us some more clarity here?
For sure. We are going to assume at closing, likely to be between now and March, but we are working as we speak now, since we closed the deal, to achieve some discount way to refinance or reduce the mine concessions due to the Mexican government, which are outstanding. We don't need to pay at closing, and we believe, for example, La Trinidad, that's the core concession, the bill is $3.5 million. There are many examples in Mexico where companies achieved good terms with the Mexican government, where you can make a down payment and refinance the outstanding. And the group of people directly involved in this company, which include a director that was the former Secretary of Mines, is highly experienced with transactions in Mexico. We believe we can achieve something very satisfactory for the company and continue to add value to the shareholders.
So, Marcio, can you give us some more insights on the actual mine? The Trinidad mine operated from 2014 until 2019. It's noted in the news release that it was one of the highest grade open pit heap leach gold mines in Mexico. What production portfolio did the company have? Why did the mine shut down if it was one of the highest grade open pit gold mines?
Yeah, the Latinida mine has a history. It started with El Dorado, which didn't really develop a lot in 1995. But then other companies drilled and defined another ore body below the bottom of the pit. And Mako Mining expanded the pit and operated it to a point that the strip ratio became not profitable for open pit. And they're still open for along the strike and potentially down deep for the system. It was the highest grade as they disclosed in many of their releases because of the nature of the geometry of the low sulfidation epithermal at that site. It shows that not only the geology of the Trinidad concession is highly prospective, we can still find more along the extensions of this old mine, which now, it's important to say, is under reclamation as part of a closure plan, which is sole responsibility of Mako Mining.
Okay, that's a key factor to understand. Now, Marcio, I've been a shareholder of GR Silver Mining now for a couple years, and I understand the strategy of continuing to acquire projects in this area that have old data on them and you being able to bring them into the company and perform quite well in terms of the share price, growing the market capitalization of this company. What's the past work? What's some of the past data that you can work on with this new acquisition to add some more value to the company?
According to the financial statements, which are public documents, which we've been able to collect and investigate, study, $18 million US dollars have been invested in exploration in many disciplines. We do not need to start from zero. We have a lot of data that we can look from El Dorado, Oro Gold, and even Mako Mining. And that's part of what else we can go and very quick define as part of the district, as part of the business strategy, to just keep the core assets. It's a big portfolio, it is, but not necessarily the company is going to keep everything. We have talent in-house, people who worked in the district for more than 10 years who can assist us. And with the new VP of Exploration, and we are fully staffed, we can really put in place a strategic plan for this year and the next.
Okay, so that's important to understand, is that you are taking your time with this new acquisition, figuring out where the most prospective and most interesting land is to the company. What updates can you give us in terms of the broad exploration strategy for the company as we progress through, let's say, the first half or even all of this year when it comes to balancing out Plomosas work, San Marcial work, and now this new acquisition?
For sure. Right now, we are in the middle of resource estimation work at Plomosas, two areas that are going to be part of the resource upcoming 43-101. That's the Plomosas mine area in San Juan. We have five drill rigs working two shifts at those two areas. We hope by the end of March we can have the resource done. And as soon as we finish that, we are going to free up time for the drill rigs plus all the 20 geologists to continue to work not only outside of these two areas in the Plomosas Silver Project, because we have 11 veins there that we need to start drilling. But we also have the San Marcial and this new area. So we can really concentrate and strategize how you're going to deploy the geologists and the staff to do more in other areas.
Okay, so then what does that mean for near-term news flow? What exploration is going to be ongoing? What is the overall strategy of that exploration? Is it to continue to make new discoveries this year, or is it to build out resources?
Is to build up resource based on areas that we have hard evidence of veins that can really, quick turnaround of drilling, we can do some drill holes and bring that as a resource, but also very close to the existing resources that we are defining at Plomosas, and we have defined already at San Marcial, where we have the 39 million ounces indicated inferred 43-101, which we want to expand as well. So the 39 million ounces from San Marcial is going to be added to the Plomosas mine area in San Juan, targeting a much larger resource base before by April, hope this year. And then the next future, a series of drill holes to support the news flow between now and March. Still a lot of drilling related to the resource delineation at Plomosas Silver Project. And then post-March, we start to have a sequence of drill holes in new targets, maybe between now and March, a couple of them, but it's more the upside post-March.
Okay. Final comment then, Marcio. I want you to quickly just outline the new addition to the team. You've already mentioned the new VP of Exploration. This gentleman is coming over from Tech Resources. How did this agreement happen? How is he playing into the overall strategy here?
For sure. As the company is growing and we have a large staff and we are becoming the sole controller of the whole district, it's a natural course of the business to bring talent and people with experience that can add to the existing experience in the company. We were able to hire a talent PhD in silver gold epithermal deposits. His experience not only is related to working for big companies like Teck, Vale, Sumitomo, but also he had studies done in large silver gold mining districts such as one in Peru named Morococha. And that's important because now the company is not dealing only with one concession. We are dealing with a district, a silver gold district.
All right, Marcio, we're going to wrap it up here. I will post a link and this image that is pulled from the news release that shows the overall land package. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. As I said, I am a shareholder at GR Silver Mining. I will be following up as more news hits the market. Marcio, I appreciate your time and the update today. Thank you.
Thank you.